from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That music means it's time for the return of Donnie's Balls. They are back. They are bigger and better than ever. And he has three of them. And he's ready to hand them out for preseason game number 2. Bills 9, Steelers 3.
Donnie, before you hand out the balls here, just a little open-ended question. We've all watched preseason football for a long time. We understand it's kind of the chore part of this job because these games mean nothing, etc. Where does that one rank in the pantheon of bad preseason games? It's in my top 5, and I've tried to forget the other 5. I can't remember watching a less interesting, more poorly played game in my entire adult life.
You mean like all around, not just on the Steelers?
Oh, yeah, just the game. Hey, I told Pony this. So I was out Saturday night, and I didn't watch the game live, and I didn't really make any effort to check who won. It's a preseason game. I watched it last night not knowing who won the game. I sat there, and I watched the game only knowing that it was 6-3 well into the second half.
I'm still surprised you got by that with just the amount of times stuff gets thrown out on social media, like not knowing who won.
I made no effort to check. Anyway, Donnie.
Zach Frazier going to get one of them. He's going to be the starting center now the entire season because Nate Herbig's injury makes that pretty much a no-brainer. However, I don't feel very worried about the middle of the offensive line. We just got done talking about one of the bookends of the offensive line. I don't feel too worried with this kid in the game. Now, was he perfect? No. Second time playing an NFL game, but I feel like he did what he had to do. Injury aside to Herbig, I thought that Frazier was going to solidify his spot on Saturday, and that's what he did.
Malsy, give me a PFF grade on Frazier. Here is Tomlin on the rookie center's performance.
You know, Nate's got an injury that's being continually evaluated. I think he's getting a second opinion. I want to wait to that. I'll give you guys some information probably the next time we come together. But I was, you know, largely satisfied with the work that I saw from Zach.
And for Herbig, it's a torn rotator cuff, so his season is over before it even starts. I think Zach Frazier will end up starting more games at center for the Steelers than Maurkice Pouncey.
So that's your Jones-level prediction for him.
Pouncey also ended his career.
He also was hurt, two separate seasons?
Yeah.
He lost an entire season? Yeah, okay. What did he start, like 100-ish games? 110?
Rookie in 2010.
I think he actually started like 130.
Was done by 2020. Missed 2 years. So I'm going to guess that he played 138 games.
134.
Okay.
Zach Frazier, after a 73 grade, pretty much across the board, the same grade offense, pass block, run block against Houston, a 52.5 overall offensive grade from PFF, but they love this pass blocking.
Oh.
82.3. They detested his run blocking, 45.7.
Hmm.
The thing about him that just stands out to me, Donnie, that is nice, he's clearly big enough for the position. He's not a small guy. He's clearly strong enough for the position. The rumors of Braden Faoko working him over at camp appear to have been greatly exaggerated. And he gets out there and moves. He doesn't move like Pouncey did, but he moves like a guy who's light on his feet. It's like a, I won't even say a poor man's Tyler Linderbaum when I think about it, because all the similarities are there, right?
He's bigger. The wrestler's leverage.
Yeah, he's a little bigger than Linderbaum, actually, who is undersized, but is just a mauler. But I think this guy is going to be a very good, I think he could sneak onto an all-pro team at some point in his Steelers career.
Game ball number two.
The other Herbig, Nick Herbig, gets this one. He got more shine because I'm assuming the wet field and the atmosphere there kept Watt and Hayward out, Watt especially, since we didn't really hear about that going into the game. I just assume they gave him the Josh Allen treatment. 1.5 sacks, a couple of quarterback hits, a tackle for loss. He's an undersized player too, if we are talking about those types. This guy gets after it. I mean, and he was out there against first teamers. He wasn't out there the whole time against guys that we won't see playing in NFL stadiums.
He looked really good.
Here's Pop describing his big play.
And the Chiefs in their playoff games from 1 year ago. So 3rd and 3 now as the Steelers try to get off the field. Trubisky back. Pressure up the middle, and he goes down. Nick Herbig is the man back there. Shot in quickly with that speed of his. He gets the sack. That's a 7-yard loss, and it will force a Buffalo punt.
Big play right there. Terrell Austin calls a slot blitz. He wants to see what Herbig is going to do right there. He's able to get inside leverage right to the quarterback, and they want to see more of that. He wants to be part of that rotation, and a great start here tonight for Herbig.
I love the guy. I would have been comfortable and totally fine if Alex Highsmith had been used as the trade chip to land a big wide receiver, because I think Herbig is a blooming, burgeoning star. I think he has a chance to be a very, very good player for the Steelers, even though he is small. He is a mini-me version of TJ Watt.
I mean, they got to keep just taking Wisconsin guys, don't they?
Benton, Watt, Herbig. I love all three. I don't disagree. You know, take the Wisconsin offensive play. Actually, take their
Russell
offensive
Wilson.
Line and running backs.
What about Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
If anyone was curious, just for sickos only, Dan Moore, 58.8 grade, 84
highest
pass
one.
Blocking grade, 85 pass blocking grade, 41.6 run blocking. My man Broderick truly had a day. 40.8, 54.7.
Who's even putting those out there for PFF now? Everybody's gone.
Data people behind the scenes who actually do these are
those
still
guys
there.
Are just the loyal soldiers.
Well, Steve and Sam Monson and guys like that were their front-facing talent.
Speaking of pomp, awful announcing. Screw off. You want to talk about making a mountain out of a molehill? They thought that Bob was disrespectful towards Mitch Trubisky. Did you guys see that article?
I did. I saw it where they just played the clip of Bob saying, and that basically, like, a terrible throw is why he's not here anymore.
This is what Bob said, and this is what launched, like, a viral tweet about how Pomp was, I guess, unprofessional in the game on Saturday.
Trubisky now, over the middle, looking deep, and it's going to be picked off right there. That's Miles Killebrew, who has it for the Steelers. Killebrew, who's one of the best in special teams, trying to make a name for himself in the safety position, an overthrow by Trubisky. Not sure what happened. We've seen a lot of that with Trubisky in Pittsburgh over the years. One of the reasons why he's no longer here, but clearly an overthrown Killebrew has to be extremely
I think it's
happy.
Completely 110% fair.
So do I.
I mean, we want to talk about bad passes in that game. None worse than that one. I mean, Killebrew could have called
a
fair catch.
Well, it was a good
catch.
Pass. He just threw to the wrong guy. I mean, he hit him right in
Killebrew was wide open, yeah.
Right. The guy could have called for a fair catch. He was the only one around.
Awful announcing, if it was ever a good website, hasn't been one for like damn near 15 years. That site has been on the downturn
also,
for a while.
Also, you want a Pop preseason drinking game for Saturday?
Yes.
Do a shot every time he says, this guy, quote, trying to make a name for himself, and
I know.
He will be blotto by the third quarter.
Well, we love that part. Him trying to put
I
the
agree.
Little guy over.
Oh, Donnie and I found a Hall of Fame guy trying to prove himself who did get a little regular season run today. Grove City's RJ Bowers in 2001.
That old game we pulled up.
Number three, Don. Actually, your number one star.
Greg Russo,
yeah, I knew
the rag doll himself. They could have had the Aerosmith song playing if he wanted to. 2.5 sacks.
We can't do that anymore, so let's not play it.
3 quarterback hits, 2 tackles for loss. I mean, he's a good player. I do think he's genuinely a pretty good player.
Yeah, he is.
Not an elite edge rusher in the game.
You pick him 30th overall, he's got He dog-walked Broderick Jones.
He had 5 sacks last year. I mean, he's not, to me, a big-time player, and he's okay. And that's why I think his performance,
PFF doesn't even have a grade for him right now for that game.
Just Infinity. The pass rush grade was at the Infinity sign.
C. Jones, Broderick.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.